Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 24th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. In a sharp reversal, President Donald Trump now says Ukraine can win all of Ukraine back in its original form. Speaking on Truth Social after meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky at the UN, Trump cited Russia's big economic trouble and called Moscow a paper tiger. The comments come after months of hinting Ukraine should give up territory to end the war. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed the claim as erroneous and blamed Zelensky for influencing Trump. NATO allies welcomed the shift, but noted Trump gave no specifics on Crimea. Observers say the remarks could change the tone of stalled peace efforts. Another news. A gunman opened fire Wednesday morning at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Dallas, Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed multiple injuries and fatalities, saying the suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons told CNN, "Preliminary evidence suggests a sniper targeted a secure detainee area. Three people were reported down, though conditions remain unclear. The attack follows several incidents at ICE facilities in Texas this year, which officials blame on political rhetoric and rising threats. Federal investigators are on the scene as security is tightened nationwide at immigration centers around the world. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Tehran will not abandon uranium enrichment despite new European efforts to reinstate UN sanctions. In a televised address, he called negotiations with the US a dead end and warned Western powers against irreparable harm. European ministers met Iran's top diplomat at the UN but reported no breakthrough. Germany's foreign minister said chances of a diplomatic solution before sanctions return are slim. The dispute comes months after Israeli and U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, underscoring heightened tensions. Tehran insists its program is peaceful, while Western leaders demand greater inspections and transparency. Another news. Super Typhoon Ragasa has killed at least 14 people in Taiwan and left more than 120 missing after a barrier lake burst in Hualien County. The storm then lashed Hong Kong on Wednesday, smashing glass doors, flooding streets, and suspending flights, ferries, and train services. Southern China is bracing for landfall between Zhuhai and Zhangjiang, with schools and businesses closed in at least 10 cities. Authorities have evacuated hundreds of thousands across Guangdong province. Scientists warn such powerful storms are becoming more frequent as climate change warms oceans. Emergency crews continue rescues amid fears of further flooding and infrastructure collapse. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.